Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Entrance C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
My name is Riley Jackson, a sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McDee here at Jackson Center. This evening in the Shelby County League, 2 clubs with 1 loss on the year, and the loss for each team in league play. They go at it head-to-head in a second-place confrontation, Jackson Center and Fairlawn. Should be a very interesting game. Fairlawn has lost 9 straight to Jackson Center. In fact, the Tigers have ousted Fairlawn from the sectional tournament 2 of the last 4 years. Last year, Fairlawn played Jackson Center very tough, and Fairlawn blew a big lead, lost in overtime, and in a sectional championship game, Jackson Center eked out a 2-point win by a final score of 42-40. Last Fairlawn triumph came in February 2013 when the Jets beat the Tigers by a score of 50-46. Even Steven matchup tonight, Chuck. I don't think Jackson Center is a clear-cut favorite by any means. In fact, Fairlawn owns a big-time victory over Botkins by 17 in the season opener. And Jackson Center barely got by Botkins on the road by 3. Will be very, very interesting tonight to see who guards whom. Who tries to slow down Nate Lessing and Fairlawn, and who tries to slow down Brady Wilderbooth of Jackson Center.
I wouldn't want to handicap this game tonight. I can't really tell you. I mean, I look at Jackson Center and I think, well, they're going to have a problem with Lessing. But Jackson Center plays such good team basketball defense that that's going to be a challenge for the Jets. On the other end of the floor, I don't know who's going to guard Brady Wilderman, but he can't do it by himself. And the game we saw them against Rushi, he got no help at all. Sosby didn't score. I think Flatfoot had a 3. Other than that, I mean, they really got nothing. They only scored, I think, 31 points. So
41-31.
Yep. And until they can find somebody else to help Brady Wilderman score, because he is as good as there is in the area, he needs help. On the other side, You got Nate Lessing, plays on the perimeter, likes to go inside. I'm anxious to see some matchups between Lessing around the basket and Brady Wildermuth around the basket.
You know, Chuck, somewhat of a misconception about Nate Lessing of Fairlawn. Yes, he's averaging 28 points a game. Yeah, he gets quite a few free throws per contest because he will mix it up on the inside. He's only made 3 3-pointers all year. We saw 2 of them in the Fairlawn loss to Fort Loraming. He is more of a driver first than he is an outside long-range jump shooter.
You're right about that, but the thing about it is, and what makes him so effective going to the basket, if you don't step out on him and show him, put a hand up, he can shoot the three. He's got a real nice touch out there, but he is outstanding at putting it on the floor, getting to the rim, using his body to shield, and getting fouled when he goes up for shots.
And Brady Wildermuth will shoot the ball on the outside as well for Jackson Center, although he is more dangerous down on the block. I think Bryce Sosby's the key. He's got to make some shots for Jackson Center. He's gotten off to a cool start shooting through the first 5 games for the Tigers. He needs to make some from the wing. If he can do it, then that entry pass to Brady becomes more available.
Well, against Grucci, they were playing out. They weren't even going out and guarding 2 of the young men out on the floor. They were just 3 guys around Wildermuth and say, somebody else score. And it's kind of what we saw towards the end of last year when they would triangle and they played 2 guys. They would play Sosby's cousin, I forget his first name, and Wildermuth, man to man, and they would just let the other kids shoot the basketball. They have to figure. Now, they turned that into a trip to Columbus.
Right.
So I don't know if they have that in them this year, but they've got some talent out there. And if anybody's going to bring out the most out of them, it's going to be Scott Elmer.
I happened to see Drew Sosby about 15 minutes ago down outside the Jackson Center locker room. And Drew asked me the same question I asked you. Who will guard Nate Lessing? Who will guard Brady Wildermuth? Then I asked Scott Elkert's assistant, Tony Meyer, as he came out of the locker room, and he shrugged his shoulders and said, well, Jack, you'll just have to wait and see.
It might mean that they haven't decided. No, they know exactly who's going to guard.
Yep.
But I don't know. I hate to put Bryce Sosby on him because, A, you make him work hard and you want him to be able to score. And secondly, Lessing has a lot of strength on him. So it's going to have to be somebody maybe like a Boozer or a Funky or a Burke, somebody like that that's got a little more experience and a little more size and strength.
Keyshawn Johnson for Fairlawn, impressive in the webcast we had of the Fairlawn Fort Loraming game. He's got a lot of giddy up on the outside and has got a nice looking shot. He pumped in 14 in the recent Fairlawn win over Houston, 64-36. I think another major contributor could be Cody Kirtner. He has been injured through the first part of the season, played well against Fort Loraming, popped in 8 in that game. Those are 2 young men who could pick up the slack and help out Nate Lessing. If either one of those young men gets double figures, Fairlawn's probably in pretty good shape. Jackson Center will slow down Nate Lessing. They'll slow him down. Fort Loraming slowed him down to 21. It's that 30 you don't want to let him have.
Right. And Fort Loraming slowed him down to 21. He scored 10 in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And almost all of them from the free throw line. Luke Hickman could be a key tonight. He's 6'4". He's not very mobile. But boy, if you let him set his feet, the kid can shoot the 3.
We've seen some nice-looking jump shots from Jackson Center. Not enough of them, however. Trent Blackfoot, long-range 3-point bomb against Fort Loraming. In off the bench in that game, King Corbin Murphy against Fort Loraming. He connected from way outside. So we've seen glimpses of 3-point shooting from Jackson Center. The Tigers just need to get it done a little more consistently, and Bryce Sosby must chip in.
We got one senior, so this is still a work in progress.
Yes.
The blue end of the floor, they're counting on their seniors. On the white end of the floor, they're counting on one senior and having some of these youngsters step up and do the job for them.
Heck of a JV game, Chuck.
What?
Calvin Winter, a freshman for the Jackson Center Tigers, bombed in a 3-pointer from the far corner with 2 seconds left. lifting the Jackson Center JVs to a one-point win over Fairmont, 35-34, in the preliminary tilt. So we were warmed up by that JV game. It was a good one.
It was a good one. It was well played. And, yeah, that was a huge shot. Fairmont scored with, like, 11 seconds to go to take the two-point lead. Jackson called timeout, surprisingly set up a shot for a three instead of a two. Worked out perfectly.
Yeah, Jackson Center has played five games, could have played six. Jackson Center, Indian Lake on Saturday, December 17th, was weathered out. Jackson Center has the lone loss at Rushi, a game we webcasted on scoresbroadcast.com, 41-31, as Rushi hung the big defense on the Tigers in that game. Jackson Center got out of the chute very well at the start of the year. Rolled up 54 against Lehman Catholic, 49 at Columbus Grove, held Columbus Grove to 28. But then Jackson Center had difficulty winning at home against Anna and on the road at Botkins. In fact, Jackson Center trailed in both of those games. Beyond the middle of the fourth quarter, pulled each one of them out of the fire. So the Tigers, here early in the season after five contests, are used to some nail biters.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's no shame to have a game against Anna. We saw Anna the first game of the season, and they were terrible. To be honest, they were terrible against Fort Laramie. We saw them at home last week against Rushi, and they looked like the best team in the league. So I think this is going to be a strange season. I think any night, except for possibly Houston, everybody could beat everybody else.
Right. But after tonight and then the next games for each one of these two teams, we will know a lot more about the Shelby County League. Of course, Jackson Center Fairlawn here this evening. We've got Jackson Center at Fort Laramie on December 30th, 2 days before New Year's Day. That game is coming up 1 week from tonight, Jackson Center at Fort Laramie. Fairlawn doesn't play again after tonight until January 6th, the Friday at Anna. So Fairlawn's next game is at Anna. Jackson Center's next game is at Fort Laramie. The matchups among Fort Laramie, Rushi, Anna, Fairlawn, Jackson Center, all of those battles, when two of those five hook up, significant outcomes with a bearing on the conference champ.
To win the championship and to also see where you're going to be seated when it comes down to,
yes.
Because the Shelby County League, they do the voting. I mean, there's other schools that come in, but they're the ones that do the bulk of the voting, and you want a high seed because you want to avoid the three seed.
Yes, yep. And right now, of course, the team to beat in the Shelby County League on the boys' side is Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie 3-0, Fairlawn 2-1, Jackson Center 2-1, Rushi 2-1, Anna 2-2, Houston 1-3, Botkins 0-4. Both Fairlawn and Jackson Center here tonight, 4-1 overall. Many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. Starting lineups and the tip are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
My name is Brittany Morris, a senior cheerleader at Fairlawn High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fairlawn Jets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And thanks tonight to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years ago, just one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go to the website for more savings. Fish is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, from which you just heard, a pregame underwriting sponsor. The In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, in Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, Sydney Car Care. From Rushi, on board with us, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board during the high school basketball tournament last March. And from Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Starting 5 for the home-standing Jackson Center Tigers, Trent Flatfoot, Gavin Boozer, Bryce Sosby, Fred Bunke, and Brady Wildermuth. Brady is 6'6". Bunke at 6'3", Boozer stands 6 feet tall, Flatfoot 5'11", Sosby 5'10". Jackson Center wins the tip to start the game, and Bunky's got the ball on the arc, 25 feet away. Now the Wildermuth on top. Wildermuth guarded by Drew Brodigam of Fairlawn. Now Bunke swings it near side to Flatfoot. Bounce pass to Sosby, who comes out to catch, enters the lane, back to the basket, doesn't shoot. Brady's on the perimeter now to Flatfoot, elbow on the left. Here's Bunke, almost walked, goes to the elbow on the right. Right corner, Brady Wildermuth. Oh, he makes a nifty drive. Fake out two men and pumped it in off the backboard.
He has the ability to shoot the three-pointer, so they got to break down, but come out under control that time.
Good dribbler, good driver to the basket for 6 feet, 6 inches tall is Brady Wildermuth. Fairlawn on the attack. Nate Lessing, 6'3", senior, 28 points a game. He double dribbles in the corner. And that's how the game starts for Fairlawn. Turnover Jets.
Well, he started to go up with the shot, and 6'6 Wildermuth was flying at him, and that made him change his mind.
Josh Reck, 6'3 senior. Nick Brodigam, 6'2 senior. Luke Hickman, 6'4 junior. Drew Brodigam, 6'3 junior. Along with Lessing, the starting five for Fairlawn. Here is Sosby. Foul line, enters the paint, flips it behind him to Flatfoot. Now to Bunke straight away. On him softly is Hickman, who sags. Near side, Brady Wildermuth. Foul line, Bunke sizes up a 16-footer, left it short. Rebound Lessing for Fairlawn, which is attired in the road blue, white numbers. Jackson Center, white from top to bottom. Black numerals outlined in orange. Brady Wildermuth on Lessing at the moment, 25 feet away. Back to the basket, foul line. It is Josh Reck on a weave to Nick Brodigam. Outside the arc, left flank, it's Hickman. Tries to find Lessing, cutting down the middle, broken up by Jackson Center. Deflected to Sosby. Outlet pass into the right corner of Flatfoot. He guns a triple and buries it. And Jackson Center leads it 5-0. Good ball rotation to Jackson Center. Sweet looking shot to Flatfoot there.
When he sets his feet, he's got a real nice stroke.
Superb delivery by Flatfoot. Here is Fairlawn. 15 feet away. He goes on the play to Nick Brodigam. Tip pass inside to Drew, who does catch on the rebound and turns, shoots, and drops in a 10-footer.
And Nick's going to call that an assist.
Nick to Drew. Deflected pass. Drew finishes. 5-2 the score. Jackson Center up 3. We played 2 minutes 40 seconds first quarter. Near wing, it is Bryce Sosby with the ball. picked up by Nick Brodigham. Shows the elbow on the left. Spin, shot, fake. Gets the defender off his feet. Then Rice goes up and attracts a two-shot foul. Don't think Bryce really intended to take that shot there. He got the defender off the ground. He knew it. No choice but to foul, and Bryce Sosby is at the stripe for a couple. The first is a swish. 6-2, Jackson Center. Second shot here for Bryce Sosby. In the air, dead center as well. 7-2, Tigers. 5:08 to go, first quarter. Fairlawn to midcourt. Nick Brodigham peels off to the right, behind the arc, then goes baseline. Cut off on the block. Goes to Drew, who comes out to catch at the elbow and pops it in from 16. Drew Brodigham didn't score much in our coverage of the game between Fairlawn and Fort Loramie. He's got two hoops to start this one for the Jets. Good sign for Fairlawn. Here's Brady Wildenruth in the top of the key, doesn't shoot. Gives it to Platt on the arc, give and go with Brady. Deflected, stolen by Lessing. He streaks down the floor on the arc, picked up by Brady Wildenruth. Now to Hickman. Hickman foul line extended left to Drew in the left corner. Back out to Nick Brodigham, picked up by Sosby. Hickman 25 feet away on the left, guarded by Boozer. Luke Hickman through the top of the circle, runs down the right side of the lane, then tries to reverse it cross court, tracked down by Nick Brodigham. To Drew, head of the key. Now Lessing touches. Lessing on the bounce. Good switch off by Bunky. Long three-pointer. Nate Lessing makes it from 23 feet.
Over top of the 6'6 Wildermuth.
Wow. Bunky and Wildermuth had the assignment on Lessing. Nate burned them both quickly. Jackson Center down the floor. Leaner in the lane. Left-hand Boozer. No good. Rebound Fairlawn. We're tied up at 7. Here's a quick drive to Lessing. Wow. All the way to the basket. Boy, you bat your eyelashes, and Nate Lessing is to the rack, like on that play. All of a sudden, the Jets are up 9-7. Here's Brady Willard with beating pressure. Down the floor to Bunky. Driving left-hand layup. Got it. Tied up at 9. 3:28 to go in the first. Check, a lot more scoring already than I anticipated.
Yeah, fast-paced game so far.
Nick Brodigham behind the arc, drives right side of the lane, throws to Hickman behind him. Long three-pointer to Luke. Good! Luke Hickman drills one. 12-9, Fairlawn. Sosby in backcourt for the Jackson Center Tigers. He's doubled, needs help. Slings it up to Brady Wildermuth. Intercepted by Hickman. Hickman to the lane. Late feed to Nick. The trailer Lessing up and in. Nick Brodigham to Nate Lessing. Nice dish. 14-9. Jets up 5. That early 7-2 Jackson Center lead has been wiped out and then some. Deep on the left side, flat foot for the Tigers straight away. Goes to Boozer. Boozer guarded tightly by Josh Reck of Fairlawn. Now Brady Wildermuth. Flat foot through the top of the circle. Foul line. Pulls up. 14-footer. Front rim. Backboard. It trickles in. Nice shot by Flatfoot. 14-11. Fairlawn up 3. 2:18 to go, first quarter. Midcourt on the dribble. Nick Brodigham left side to Lessing. Lessing dribbling around the top of the circle. Gives to Hickman. Hickman picked up by Boozer. Little pick and roll with Drew Brodigham. He catches, and then a reach-in foul call against Sosby of Jackson Center.
He got away with the first one, but then he stuck his hand in the cookie jar the second time, got caught.
Came out with no cookies.
No cookies, but a foul.
Heard a whistle, though. 2:04 to go, first quarter. 14-11, Fairlawn leads. Keyshawn Johnson on the floor now. Inbounds, right corner, Lessing. Here's a fall-away triple. Good for Nate Lessing.
They lost him on the inbounds, but I don't know how you do that.
Sure did. Jackson Center not aware of Lessing. Couldn't find him. Here is Jackson Center trying to beat pressure. Wildermuth throws badly cross-court. Picked off by Fairlawn. Keyshawn Johnson on the run-out to Lessing. Driving layup, yes. 19-11, Fairlawn. Minute 38 to go in the first. Here's Sosby midcourt. Right side to Wildermuth. Back to Sosby. Give and go. Tries to dump it off to a teammate. The extra pass failed. Fairlawn nearly stole it, then lost it out of bounds.
He needed to make a wide. He tried to get fancy with that. If he just would have been solid and dropped the pass off, would have been a layup.
Corbin Murphy in the game now for Jackson Center. A 6'2" sophomore. Here's a good maneuver by Brady Wildermuth. He carved out space in the lane and nailed a little half-hook shot from 7 feet away. 19-13, six-point lead, Fairlawn. 1:14 to go first quarter. Nick Brodigan, foul line, below it. Fadeaway shot, missed it. Over the top of Blackfoot. Strong rebound, roll to the left. Drew Brodigan gets his third field goal of this game. 21-13, Fairlawn, which has rolled up 21 points in a little over 7 minutes. Entry pass, Jackson Center, swiped. Taken away by Fairlawn. Keyshawn Johnson down the floor. What? Going to play the Wildermuth. And the official is right on the spot. Says Wildermuth got the rebound, but had not established himself back on the court to play.
It was close, but probably a good call. He had 1 foot in. You got to have both feet in before you can grab the basketball.
49.9 to go in the first quarter. 21-13 in favor of Fairlawn. Good inbounds. Rolling the left to Lesson. Shot deflected by Brady Wildermuth. Tipped away. Keyshawn Johnson recovers. Head coach Justin Tidwell barks out signals. Here's Keyshawn into the lane. Dish off right corner. Lesson sizes up a three, and that's another one. I talked to him. Wow, 15 for Lessing. Talked about Lessing only having three threes on the year coming into the game tonight. What's he got? Three already? He has six on the season, three tonight. And then Jackson Center, which has been sped up tonight by Fairlawn's pressing defense, races down the floor and commits an offensive foul.
I think it was the state tournament championship probably 4 years ago was the last time I saw Jackson Center give up this kind of points in a quarter.
24-13, Fairlawn, 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lesson's got the ball 30 feet away. What a splendid first quarter for Nate Lessing of the Jets. Wildermuth sags, Lessing drives, spins, foul line below it, fadeaway shot, hit the rim, and bounced in with a second to go. Nate Lessing beat the buzzer. Oh, what a drive. 17-point first quarter by Nate Lessing. He challenged Brady Wildermuth from 30 feet away. He took him one-on-one into the paint, made an unorthodox shot, as Nate Lessing can do. And that ends the first period. Fairlawn's doubled the count on Jackson Center. 26-13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Jackson Center. 26-13 advantage rolled up by Fairlawn in the opening 8 minutes of this game. Nate Lessing unstoppable for the Jets. The record-breaking score for Fairlawn has drilled home 17 already. And Fairlawn gets possession to begin period number two. Keyshawn Johnson inbounds to Reck, right back to Keyshawn, head of the key. A good edge out high to Jackson Center, forcing a pass on the left flank to the Jets. Handled there by Cody Kirtner, who's in that. A Lessing foul line below it. Leans in, forces up a 10-footer over Bunky, and pops in another one.
I've said more than once that sometimes he's a little too unselfish. He's just going wild tonight.
I tell you what, he's gotten the memo from you, Chuck. Jackson Center down the floor in a hurry. Trent Blackfoot barges into the lane, missed it, got it back, and banked it home. 28-15 in favor of Fairlawn. Biggest lead, 28-13, a 15-point swing. Keyshawn Johnson is clipped at the top of the circle. Foul against Jackson Center.
That was the correct call. He had the advantage, and he'd be bumped into him.
Nate Lessing, Chuck, trying to match Maria Heron of Rushi last night.
She's almost going to have it at halftime.
Here is Keyshawn Johnson on the bounce. Foul line for Fairlawn. In close, it goes to Reck. Reck's among the trees. Brady Wildermuth puts the defense on him. Claws the ball away. Jackson Center comes out of there with it. Starts down the floor. And Reck is guilty of a slap on the arm.
The problem for Jackson Center now is being down 13. They cannot go into their pattern offense because they're too far behind.
You're right. Come from behind game, not the Tigers style for sure. 7:05 to go till halftime. Fairlawn ahead by 13, 28-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right always at Gaufman Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Gaufney Design Center and Home Planning Service. Check out Gaufney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Gaufney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Gaufney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, we played 55 seconds here in quarter number two. Each team with a field goal, right, Chuck, in the second?
Yep.
28-15 lead Fairlawn ahead by 13 over Jackson Center, which has the ball. Bryce Sosby is thwarted somewhat in backcourt. Two men on him, gets it over the timeline to Bunky. Back to Sosby between the circles. Sosby on that very colorful Wildcat logo. At the center line, gives it straight away to Platt, put behind a screen. He lost the three-pointer, and swish, he's got it. Flatfoot from way outside for Jackson Center. That's the lift the Tigers need. 28-18, 10-point lead Fairlawn. Here's Nate Lessing, dribbling hard into the top of the circle, being hounded now by Sosby, who's on him. Here's Flatfoot picked up by Keyshawn Johnson, or I should say Johnson picked up by Flatfoot. Delivery near side to Kirtner, top of the circle to Reck. Bunky is assigned to him. Now Lessing. Bryce Sosby has the assignment. Far left wing, it goes to Keyshawn Johnson. Straight away, Drew Brodigan. Back to Keyshawn, left corner. Sets up, shoots the three, a long floater. 24-footer hit the heel and caromed away to Bryce Sosby. He streaks down the floor. Into the post to Wilderuth. Push off foul over guarding, I think, against Nate Lessing. Common variety. Three on Fairlawn, two on Jackson Center. 5:54 to go in quarter number two. 28-18 in favor of Fairlawn, although Jackson Center has knocked down the last 5 points, including a triple by Platfoot. Deep in the right corner, Boozer's got it for Jackson Center. On top to Bryce Sosby, who needs to warm up. There's a cross-court pass slung by Boozer for Bunky. Right to left, one corner to the other. It was too high, and it sailed into the bleachers, down to her left, out of bounds. Error by Jackson Center. Fairlawn in possession. Top of the circle, Nick Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, who fumbled it. It wasn't ruled a dribble, just a muff. He got it back, put it on the deck, gave it to Keyshawn, right corner. There's a pick from Hickman. Keyshawn foul line, pick and roll with Hickman. Ball dumped down inside. It's loose on the floor. Ball picked up by Nick Brodigan. A running one-hander in traffic is in, but a foul way before the shot. No goal. Fairlawn ball, baseline, left of the rim. 5:21 to go, second quarter. 28-18 in favor of Fairlawn. Substitution here for Jackson Center. Braden Heitkamp has entered. 6'1 junior. Hickman, Nick Brodigan, right corner Keyshawn Johnson. On him is Heitkamp. Back out near center circle, Nick Brodigan streaks around the top of the key, leaves it for Keyshawn Johnson, left wing. Keyshawn, head of the key, foul line, right down the lane, all the way to the rim, in and out, no good. Tough break. Rebound pulled down to Jackson Center, clawed away out of bounds, off Fairlawn. Jackson Center now with a chance to make it 7 or 8 straight points against Fairlawn. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Pretty good defense here in the last 90 seconds by the Tigers. Up the right side, Brady Wildermuth. Cross court to Heitkamp, top of the circle, Boozer. Looks for Bunky, 25 feet out. Bunky hangs on, dribbles, top of the circle. Near side pass, Bryce Sosby. Dribbles between the legs, top of the key, spin move, foul line. Double teamed, lobbing down inside to Brady. Brady might have got away with a hop step and a jump. No call. Power to the rim and poured it through off the backboard. Brady Wildermuth down low on the left. He'll take him. When he gets the ball that deep, it's usually 2 points.
He's got very good footwork around the basket, but you're right. He probably got away with a little skip that time.
28-20. Seven straight points for Jackson Center, which trailed over 2 minutes ago, 28-13. Hickman skips it across the top of the circle to Nick Brodigan. Coming out to catch is Keyshawn Johnson. Foul line now. Baseline left pass to Reck. Turnaround fadeaway, eight-footer. Good. Nice play by Reck. 3:48 to go in the second. Jackson Center, Sosby shovels it to Boozer at midcourt. Boozer picks up his dribble 30 feet away. Goes down the right side to Bunky. 3.5 remaining here in the second. A goal by Reck of Fairlawn stopped a string of seven in a row to Jackson Center. Here's Brady Willemuth. Look at him go to work. Whirling and twirling in the lane. Flipped it up off the rim, no good, but a body foul by Fairlawn. Brady gets two. Brady Willemuth, a very adept big man at putting the ball on the floor.
Well, the best thing for Jackson in the first quarter is that Brady doesn't have any fouls yet.
That's a good point. Free throw by Brady Willemuth. A lot of loft. It comes right down through, all net.
Because obviously they're really going to need him to score tonight, probably above his average.
Yes, 30-21 in favor of Fairlawn. Second shot, Brady Willemuth. It is good. He bangs in each. Back to an eight-point game, 30-22. Brady Willemuth right at 21 on the year. He's going to need every bit of those points tonight. Here's a foul line pass to Nick Brodigan. Whipped it down inside to Hickman. Poked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Baseline, right of the basket. Keyshawn Johnson to enter. 3:16 to go, second quarter. Ball lobbed into the lane to Nate Lessing. Fall away 10-footer. Off the back brace. Rebound Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. Sosby's got a good look from three-point land. Left it short. Great rebound. Willemuth underneath. Reverse layup. No. Got it back. It's stuck it in. Brady Willemuth going to work on the offensive glass. And the Tigers have whittled a 15-point deficit down to six. 2:50 to go till halftime. Lessing, head of the key, being hounded by Bryce Sosby. Right flank to Keyshawn Johnson. Swirls through the top of the circle. Foul line. A runner. A floater right in front. Put on the rim. Fell off. Rebound Tigers. And in backcourt with the ball is Heitkamp. He's double-teamed. Fairlawn tried to steal it from him, but the sandwich was too aggressive. Foul against the Jets. Team foul five on Fairlawn, four on Jackson Center.
He scored 26 with Lessing scoring 17, and then he's taken one shot here since.
Tell you what, Bryce Sosby's done a pretty good job on Lessing here in quarter number two.
What he's doing that Willemuth wasn't doing is he's keeping him from receiving the basketball.
And once a good score enters the half court, if he does give it up, you got to make sure he doesn't get it back. Here's a long pass, Brady Willemuth from out near midcourt. Fairlawn doubled Brady, and then he threw a seed. A bullet down inside to Braden Heitkamp, who was slicing toward the rim. He left it short, but he was whacked. Two free throws for Heitkamp. A chance to shave Fairlawn's lead to four. Heitkamp missed it. No good. 2:23 left, second quarter, 30-24. Fairlawn up six over Jackson Center. Second shot, Heitkamp. Couple of dribbles in the air. Good. 30-25. Up that 15-point lead, but Fairlawn has seen 10 of it dissipate. Here is Drew Brodigan, top of the circle. Willemuth goes after him, tries to steal, can't. Drew is free, below the foul line, banks in a jumper, and he's fouled. Eight-footer, Drew Brodigan, who's had an excellent game here tonight for Fairlawn.
He's got eight so far.
Basket plus one, Drew at the line, 32-25. Fairlawn up seven. Just over two to play, second quarter. Foul shot, Drew Brodigan. He shot, puts it in the air, short. Rebound, Boozer. Boozer for Jackson Center. Out ahead to Brady. Right corner to Bryce. Nearly fouled. Stumbles, hangs on, gives it to Brady. Back to Bryce Sosby out near center court. 2 minutes even to go, second quarter. Fairlawn ahead to seven. Jackson Center had closed within five. Here's the ball fed to Willemuth. Oh, a nifty pass by Bryce Sosby. He gets an A-plus to that dish, and Willemuth on the finish. You talk about threading the needle on a bounce pass. Whew. Well done. Minute 40 to go in the first half. 5-point game. We've got a good one going here at Jackson Center tonight. Hickman on the arc for the Jets. Gives it up to Lessing, 25 feet away. Now to Drew Brodigan. Left side, Nick, pick and roll with Drew. Baseline, Brady shuts him off. Back out to Hickman. Hickman foul line. Twisting, turning, 13-footer in. It stayed home. Went down through the net. Almost snapped out. Good shot by Hickman. Fairlawn by 7. 108 to go, first half. Brady Wilder with midcourt. Handoff on the play to Bryce Sosby. Sosby 30 feet away. Picked up by Nick Brodigan. Little contact out on top. No call. Near side bunkie. Back to Bryce. Bryce dribbling, trying to get free. Can't. Now it is fed to Boozer. Foul line extended left bunkie. Back outside to Brady with 43 seconds to go, first half. Brady picked up by Drew Brodigan. Now bunkie in the head of the key. Hickman sags. Near side Eichkamp. Oh, they get it down inside to Brady. Wilderman, a good entry. He missed it. It rolled off the rim. Long throw down to Lessing for Fairlawn. He drives hard into the lane. Fadeaway shot. Missed it off the flange. Foul against the Tigers. Tough break. Brady Wildermuth last trip down. That ball circled the rim, and every inch of it wouldn't go down. And now Lessing has two free throws for the Jets. First shot, Nate Lessing is right there.
Neither one of them come out of the game ever unless they get in foul trouble. So they might, I mean, they might get a minute rest here and there.
Yeah, they both play 35 minutes in a 32-minute high school basketball.
No doubt. They get off the bus shooting the basketball.
Free throw Lessing again. It is on target. And the lead is 9 again for Fairlawn, 36-27. Fairlawn had a 15-point cushion. It was whittled all the way down to 5, the Jackson Center, which couldn't sustain the comeback. Fairlawn is instant back out to 9. Let's see if the Tigers play for 1. 21 seconds to go, first half. Brady Wildermuth, top of the key. Hand off to Sosby. Checked by Keyshawn Johnson. Boozer gets it with 15 to play. Near side pass to Trent Blackfoot. Now Brady Wildermuth, 25 feet out. Here's Sosby. High left. 8 to go. 5 to go. Bryce dribbling, head of the key, foul line, spin move, ducks under, 16-footer, short. Keyshawn Johnson might have gotten a finger on it. And the first half finishes with Fairlawn owning a 9-point lead over Jackson Center. 36-27 Jets on scores.broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with Y-O-U in mind.
Jackson Center Pep Band striking up in the background here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Nate Lessing has poured in 21-17 in the first quarter. Good news for Jackson Center. Brady Willemuth with no fouls so far in this game. Brady's got a dozen. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. It's been the Lessing Willemuth show so far.
No doubt about it. Well, like you said, 21-12, Lessing has a lead in scoring. He was helped by Drew with 8. He got 5 from Luke Hickman and 2 from Josh Reck. They scored 26-10, 36 for the first half. Jackson, besides the 12 from Brady, they got 10 from Trent Platt. He had a nice first half. Then they got 2 from Sosby, 2 from Bunky, a free throw from Heitkamp. Not a lot of rebounds because there's not a lot of missed shots. 6 rebounds for Jackson Center, 5 for Fairlawn, 2 offensive for Fairlawn, 1 for Jackson. 5 turnovers by Jackson Center, and the Jets have turned it over 3 times. 5 of 6 from the free throw line for Jackson, 2 of 3 for Fairlawn.
You know, Chuck, in the past couple, 3 years when Jackson Center has played Fairlawn, the Tigers have gotten the lead early, held on to the basketball, made Fairlawn play defense 20, 30 seconds or more each trip down the floor of a Jackson Center, and hung on to win at the end by 2-3 possessions. That happened twice last year. That was the scenario. Tonight, Fairlawn got the lead and sped Jackson Center up a little more than we were used to seeing happen.
Well, Jackson started the game running their pattern offense.
Right.
You're right. Once the 5 turnovers that the Tigers had in the first half, 3 of them were in a run by Fairlawn, and just Nate Lessing had as good a start to a game as anybody can have. So, I mean, he had 3 threes coming into this game. He got 3 threes in the first quarter. And that's the difference. I mean, they did start playing better defense in the second quarter against him. But I guess I understand why they started out with Wildermuth. They probably wanted to put some height on him and make him not shoot the ball on the outside, but it didn't work.
No. Drew Brodigan, a big boost for Fairlawn. As you said, Chuck, he's got 8. And, wow, heck of a first half for Blackfoot for Jackson Center.
Yeah, he had 5 in each quarter, so he needs to continue to score. Jackson's got to have a good start to the third quarter because right now it's 9. If they can't get this thing down to about 5 or 6 going into the fourth quarter, they're probably in trouble.
Oh, yeah, all the energy here in the habitat of the Cat would be flowing Jackson Center's way if the Tigers could get it down to 3 or 4 entering the fourth quarter. At that point, you never know. You might have to favor the home team. Fairlawn needs to keep its distance from Jackson Center here in the third period of play. 9-point lead, Fairlawn over Jackson Center, 36-27. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Vanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Fairlawn 36, Jackson Center 27, here at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the start of scoresbroadcast.com 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, we highlight a cheerleader from each school. For Jackson Center, it's Andrea Allenball, a junior cheerleader, 3.8 GPA, active in volleyball, NHS, FCCLA. She is a soprano in the choir, also participates in show choir. She's a teacher's aide, drama club, Spanish club. Andrea Allenball would like to go to Bellarmine in Louisville, pursue the field of psychology. For Fairlawn, cheerleader Beth Weigand. Beth Weigand, a senior cheerleader, 3.95 GPA, daughter of Jason and Gwen. Active in FFA, Science Olympiad, Envirothon, class officer, academia, yearbook. Would like to go to Bluffton and study the field of marketing and graphic design. Andrea Allenball, junior cheerleader at Jackson Center, daughter of Alicia Allenball, and Beth Weigand, senior cheerleader at Fairlawn, daughter of Jason and Gwen, under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You know, Chuck, you look down through Jackson Center's scores this year, 49, 31, 42, 39. This halftime total of 27 looks pretty good compared to those final tallies in four games. But Jackson Center's defense has given up 36 tonight.
Well, that's a lot for them.
Here's Brady Willemuth starting the second half for Jackson Center. Gets the ball down low on the right in a crowd. Double team, triple team, overshoots. And Fairlawn snags the board. At this rate, 27 times 2, Jackson Center would get to 54. That would match a season high against Lehman. Jackson Center held Lehman Catholic in the opener to 38. But Fairlawn's already riddled off 36. Here's Hickman spotting up, shooting the three. Clangs it off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Sosby of Jackson Center, which is down 9. Nearly a minute gone, third quarter. In the corner, Blackfoot, near side, Bryce Sosby. He needs to warm up. Here is Willemuth, cross-court to Bunky. They sag on him, he doesn't shoot. Ball goes to Brady at the mid-post. He's double-teamed, dribbles left hand, finds Boozer left corner, who jacks up a three-ball and buries it. Brady Willemuth went to the opposite side of the floor. Nice pass from the middle.
Well, if they're going to double and triple-team him, somebody else has to be able to make that shot. And if they do, then Fairlawn's going to have to play it straighter.
36-30. Fairlawn's lead is 6. 6.5 to go third quarter. Hickman on the arc for Fairlawn. Got a Lessing. Picked up by Bryce Sosby, who did a very commendable job on Lessing in quarter number 2. Out back Hickman. Strides to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Now Drew Brodigan to Lessing. Lessing's double. Good hedge by Wildermuth. Sosby's on him as well. Ball thrown far right wing to Luke Hickman. Back to the basket, foul line. Coming out to get it, Nick Brodigan down to the 6-minute mark. Nick whips a pass into the right corner to Drew Brodigan. Head of the key, Hickman, picked up by Bunky. Hickman spin move, foul line, ducks under, doesn't shoot. Back out to Drew. Taylon, whittling seconds off the clock. Lessing enters the lane, dumps it left corner to a teammate. Now it's thrown out back to Hickman. Hickman arches up a real long bomb, overshot it. Rebounded by Brady Wilderman. Spin move down the floor, almost lost it. There's a collision. Foul, Hickman of Fairlawn.
Yeah, that was not a shot. After working a minute off the clock, that is not the shot that they worked that hard to get.
Uh-uh.
They could have got that in the first 3 seconds.
Yeah, Hickman went airborne from way, way outside. Longest shot of the night. More or less like a turnover. Jackson Center comes down the floor now with a chance to cut into the lead further. Fairlawn's got a six-point edge. Foul line, Bryce Sosby. Sosby on the bounce, picked up by Nick Brodigan. Coming out to get it, Wilbermuth, head of the key. Skips it, left corner, Blackfoot. Hoists up a three ball and knocks it down. Blackfoot, fine-looking stroke for Jackson Center. Woo! He's got 13. 5:15 left in the third quarter. Fairlawn's lead is only three. Here is a fake left. Driving to the right goes Nick Brodigan. He dragged the pivot foot out of the arc. Give the ball back to Jackson Center. Chuck, you feel the momentum switching in favor of the home team.
Well, you have such a good start to the game. Sometimes it's really hard to keep that momentum going.
Yep, it's a challenge to sustain it, that's for sure. Here's Brady Wilhelmuth up the floor. Spin move, rolls into the lane. Right wing Blackfoot goes baseline. Slides down, coughed up the ball. Keyshawn Johnson, a quick run out to Nick. Nick running one hander over Sosby. Missed it, no good. Seven-footer on the go. A little more difficult than it could have been. And Jackson Center got the rebound. Down by three. 4:40 left to go, third quarter. Bunky on top for Jackson Center. They give him the 18-footer. Now to Brady at the foul line. Good pass down inside to Blackfoot. Keyshawn Johnson nearly swiped it. He goes out of bounds. Poked last by Keyshawn.
The thing about not guarding Bunky is you always have somebody to release the ball to if the pressure's tight.
Ball inbounded to Brady. On the arc to Boozer. To Brady, 25 feet away. Near side it goes to Blackfoot. Lessing guards him. Here's Bryce Sosby on a drive. Enters the lane. All the way to the rim. Running shot, yes. Bryce Sosby with a good move. And Jackson Center's within one. Here's Hickman catching a pass in the lane from Keyshawn Johnson. He lost it. It rolled off his leg out of bounds. Jackson Center may have deflected it at the last second near the boundary. And Fairlawn gets it back. It was 28-13 at one point in this game. 22-8 run in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Lessing coming off a screen. Long fadeaway, falling back, short. Rebound, Drew Brodigan. Foul line, Lessing, air ball. He goes out of bounds to Jackson Center. And clearly right now, Jackson Center is out playing Fairlawn. The Jets are in a funk. 3:52 left to be played, third quarter. Jackson Center was down 28-13. Second quarter of this game. And the Jackson Center Tigers have come all the way back within one now. 3:30 left to be played, third quarter. Sosby on the arc. He comes off a great shot. Last trip down for the Tigers. Bryce fakes left, goes right. Foul line, fell down. And the ball rolls away from him. Keyshawn Johnson goes to the floor to dig it off the hardwood. Drives. Brady blocked it from behind. Saved to Blackfoot. Here comes Jackson Center. Blackfoot on the go to Brady. Brady baseline right. Beats Hickman to the spot. Hickman fouls him.
Johnson got in there where he didn't want to be with Wilderman down there. He's the best shot blocker in the area.
Baseline, right of the basket. Bunky enters for Jackson Center. Into the right corner. It goes on the play to Boozer. Ball high overhead, on top to Sosby, outside the arc on the left to Blackfoot. Jackson Center can take the lead here. Down one, right wing Brady Wilhelmuth. Oh, good shake and bake against Drew Brodigan. Power move to the rim. He banked it down. What a play by Brady Wilhelmuth. Formidable maneuver. He was strong, would not be stopped. One-on-one, Brady beat Drew Brodigan, and Jackson Center's got a one-point lead. 37-36, 2:41 to go here in the third quarter. Has Fairlawn scored in the quarter, Chuck?
No.
Here's a pass down inside to Hickman. Hickman lost it, got it back, missed a seven-footer. Rebound to Lessing off the flange. It's on the deck. Who's got it? Tie-up occurs. Jackson Center got the benefit of a delayed timeout call. 2:27 to go. Third quarter. We'll keep it here. Farallon is now down one, having been blanked in the third quarter of play. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and aids small businesses with high-tech computer solutions. PC and network repair, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville.
Wow, what a comeback. We talked about how important the beginning of the third quarter was. Jackson Center listened, and Farallon didn't.
Yeah, Jackson Center got this memo for sure. The communication was reached. At midcourt, it's Brady Willamuth in traffic. Good pressure by Farallon, and Brady dumps it off out of bounds. 2:20 left to go in the third quarter. Farallon without a point in the third period. They've been stymied on the perimeter. The shots in the lane have been challenged by Brady Wilderman. 37-36 Tigers. Right side pass to Lessing. Lessing looks for Drew to Hickman. High left behind the screen. Foul line to Keyshawn Johnson. Right flank. Nate Lessing just cannot shake loose here in the third quarter. He's running around the floor without the ball. Hickman goes into the paint for Farallon. Twisting, fading away, hits it, a 12-footer, big goal by Luke Hickman. Farallon back on top by one, 38-37. Long throw down the floor to Plackford for Jackson Center. He's in a web of blue jerseys, gives it to Brady Wildermuth. Baseline right, 7-footer, hit the side of the glass, rebound by Drew. Drew to Nick, Nick Brodigan, forecourt left, Lessing left corner, a minute 28 to go in the third. Jackson Center behind by one now. Farallon's only field goal in this quarter has given the Jets the lead. Top of the key, Lessing bobbled, got it back. Bryce Sosby met him as Lessing came around off the screen. Bryce Sosby was right in his shirt pocket. Top of the circle, Hickman fakes left, goes right, across the top of the key, Lessing. Lessing goes to the foul line, and Brady Wildermuth comes out and helps slow him down. Here's Hickman, fall away, 15-footer from the left wing, short, barely grazed iron, rebound down to Bunky of Jackson Center. One-point game, Farallon leads, only 2 points in the quarter for the Jets. 38-37, Farallon in front, 40 ticks left to go in the third. Bryce Sosby, head of the circle, Platfoot. Cross court to Bunky, deep left corner, Brady Wildermuth. Looks for Sosby. Sosby catches near the timeline. 26 seconds to go. Jackson Center, no doubt, attempting to play for one here. Oh, here's a cross-court pass. A wild one intended on the play for Boozer. Deflected by Farallon. Well, inadvertently, Farallon kicks it over the end line with 18 seconds to go in the third period. Baseline right of the basket. Inbounded by Sosby of Jackson Center, into Brady at the mid-post, back to Sosby in the corner. Sosby starts in below the arc, fades away, missed the 15-footer. Loose ball rebound in the lane by Brady, high off the glass, got the rebound back, and then he was hacked on the play by help side defense. Nick Brodigan got him. Two shots for Brady Wildermuth. 8.4 to go in the third. Brady is shooting for the lead. 38-37, Jets up one. Tell you what, Chuck, the Jackson Center Tigers, since the early part of this second half, have found creative ways to get the ball to Brady Wildermuth. Now, Brady's really had to get super strong inside.
Working hard because they're doing a good job of double and tripling him.
Brady Wildermuth missed one and then drained the second one to tie it at 38. 6 seconds to go in the third. Lessing on the arc. Foul line, steps back, 19-footer, hit the back rim, hit a cable above the backboard, buzzer sounds, that's it. Who would have thought Jackson Center once trailed 28-13, it's a 38-38 tie after three, We've got a barn burner here at the Habitat of the Cat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Rookin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center has made some fine adjustments. Fairlawn held in check in that third quarter. We've got a tie game at 38-38. Fairlawn limited to just two. Coming off the screen straight away. Long three-pointer. Kirtner rattled out. No good. Rebound is swarmed by a couple of white jerseys. Jackson Center can't hang on. Out of bounds to Fairlawn. Below the rim, Keyshawn Johnson looks. 38-38. 16 seconds gone in the third. Ball lobbed in way out near midcourt. Collected there by Kirtner. Throws it to a runner, a running Lessing down the right side of the lane. He banked it in on the giddy-up. 40-38, Lessing with two to get Farrell on the edge. Quickly, Jackson Center beats pressure. Bunky in the right corner. Out back it goes on the plate of Boozer. Boozer hangs on. Still dribbles. Gives it up between the rings to Sosby. Nick Brodigam on him. Coming out to catch Brady Wildermuth. Drew Brodigam, like glue, stuck to him, 20 feet away. Now here's Bunky. Foul line, flat foot, back to the basket, skips across court to Sosby. Sosby fires a bullet, high left to Boozer. 40-38, Fairlawn up two. Here's Sosby catching on the arc, goes to the foul line, fades. Nice bounce pass down inside to Bunky, who's in the lane too long. 3 seconds on Bunky of Jackson Center. The Tigers were patient, but committed a lane violation at the end of that sequence of passes, and Fairlawn now up two with the ball. Chance to stretch it to four or five. Fairlawn built such a big lead in the second quarter of this game. The poor offensive production by the Jets still has them in front. Here's a foul line J by Drew Brodigam of Fairlawn. It hits the back iron, goes all the way to the backboard, and Chuck, it is pinned between a support behind the backboard and the top of the glass. I haven't seen that happen in a long, long time, maybe not ever.
Well, back in the day, I could have jumped up and knocked it off.
Oh, my goodness. One of the Jackson Center players on the third try threw a second ball up at the game ball, hit it, spun it around. It tightroped the top of the backboard. When it fell off, it dropped right through the net. But it doesn't count.
For either team.
Right. 6:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center in backcourt, down two. Neither team cashed in on its last trip. Having difficulty, the Tigers. Ball's going ahead to Bunky, now to Brady Wildermuth, top of the key. Three team fouls on Fairlawn, none on Jackson Center. In fact, Brady Wildermuth doesn't have a foul, does he?
No. I tell you, the full court pressure by Fairlawn was a good move.
Here's a foul line, J, but Blackfoot, he came off the screen and got it to go. It hit the front rim, back rim, Kurt Plunk, it fell in. You talk about a soft touch by Blackfoot. He's turning in to be a very good shooter for the Jackson Center Tigers, who've tied the game. Lessing counters, fadeaway, foul line extended right, short, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, Boozer out of control in the runout. Drives, missed it. Oh, looky there. Offensive rebound, Bunky. The Tigers get the field goal. Bunky with the stick back. 42-40. Jackson Center in the lead. 5:23 to go. Bunky to the rescue on that play. Jackson Center out of control on the break, but Bunky got the finish. He cleaned up the missed shot. Lessing powers to the rim down the left side of the lane for Fairlawn. A lot of contact, and he takes his shoulder from a white shirt. Lessing will get two. 5:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck, let's try to put into words what Jackson Center has done on Lessing over the last two quarters plus. Brady Wildermuth comes out to a spot 10, 15 feet on the floor when it looks like Nate wants to penetrate. So Brady helps usually.
Well, even that time, if Sosby doesn't foul him, Wildermuth swatted the shot.
Lessing connects twice at the free throw line. 42-42, we're back tied up again. Midcourt with the ball, Brady Wildermuth. Long over the head pass to Bunky, and Bunky fumbled it. Fairlawn gets it. There's a lead out down the floor. Nick Rodigan to Keyshawn Johnson. He sprints ahead of the pack, and then he is spilled from behind. Common foul. Baseline right of the rim. The Jets will throw in. It's a 42-all tie. 4:59 to go, fourth quarter.
That was an official out of position making a call that was not a good call. He just fell.
Keyshawn Johnson throws, top of the circle. Nick Rodigan back to Keyshawn. He veers left. On him is Blackfoot. Near side, Kirtner dribbling ahead of the key. Leaves it behind him for Lessing. Lessing fakes right, goes left. Foul line. There's Brady helping. Lessing all the way to the rack. He made it! Oh, wow, what a shot by Nate Lessing. Left-handed, flipped it up from down around his knees. Two men were all over him. Both might have fouled him. He shoveled it, literally shoveled it from his shins toward the basket. It hung on the rim. The whistle was sounding, and then it went in. A plus-one chance for Lessing. Fairlawn up two, 44-42. Free throw, got it. 45-42. Three-point lead, Jets. Jackson Center in backcourt having some trouble. Ball fed up the left wing. It goes on the play to Blackfoot. Baseline look from 10. Swish! Blackfoot was not found the Fairlawn. Tigers beat some pressure. Blackfoot drifted down the floor, caught it and scored. Timeout called, Tigers. 4:29 to go. Fairlawn up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, this has turned into one heck of a basketball game on this Friday night before Christmas. Fairlawn Jackson Center, Shelby County League boys clash. 45-44, Fairlawn up one. 4:25 to go. Here's Keyshawn Johnson on the weave, out of the key. Bounce pass right corner to Nate Lessing. Sosby on him. Nate 30 feet out, signals a play. Kirtner goes to the right corner. Keyshawn Johnson catches high left. Back to Nick Brodigan. Foul line, has an open area down the lane. Running one-hander in. Oh, a nice play by Nick Brodigan. And Fairlawn has worked the lead out to three. 47-44. Five straight for the Jets. Here's Brady Wildermuth doubled outside the arc in the right. Makes an errant throw. Might have been fouled. Pass was stolen by Fairlawn. Three-on-one break. And then Keyshawn Johnson is covered up by Brady Wildermuth and doesn't shoot. Flips it back out to Drew. 3.5 to go. Fairlawn nurses a three-point lead, 47-44.
I'm not sure where Brady thought he was going with that then, that time.
Yep, that was a poor choice. Pass by Wildermuth was picked off by Fairlawn. Nate Lessing, baseline left, falls away, doesn't shoot. Gives it back out to Drew Brodigan. Team foul situation, three each way. Here's Drew in the post, and a hooking foul from behind on Bunky of Jackson Center. Up the Jackson Center Tigers came all the way back from 15 down, took the lead here in this fourth quarter. Fairlawn has gotten it back, 47-44. Just over three to play. Ball thrown in to Kirtner on the arc. He gives it up to Nick Brodigan. 14 fouls on the Tigers. Nate Lessing lobs that inside to Drew. Pick and roll. Out of nowhere, Brady Wildermuth grabbed him. Great block by Brady Wildermuth. Huge play. Here's a steal in backcourt though by Drew. Over to Nick, to Keyshawn Johnson. Driving layup, no good, but he's upset and fouled.
Too many turnovers by Jackson against that press. The press was a real good coaching move.
Uncharacteristically so. Yep, too many miscues by the Tigers tonight. And after a very good Brady Wildermuth block, Jackson Center turned it over against the Fairlawn press. And Keyshawn Johnson was fouled in the act of shooting. An opportunity here for Fairlawn to go up five. 2:53 left in this game. Yeah, the Jets' pressure has caused Jackson Center difficulty in spurts. How many turnovers total for Jackson Center?
Well, that's 12. They had five in the first half. They got seven in the second half so far.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Shout-outs to these two Rushi companies, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board with us during the high school basketball tournament last March. Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Foul shot, Keyshawn Johnson is short. Second one, swish. Shot the first one about 14 feet and a few inches dead center, 15 feet on the button on number two. 48-44 Fairlawn. Here's Jackson Center in backcourt. Tigers try to solve the pressure. Whistle blows. Fairlawn a little too aggressive, rear side of the timeline, but it's a common foul.
Well, they changed their press up a little bit instead of the zone now. That time they played man, and they were going to jump and run. Keyshawn just got a little too anxious.
Here is Sosby in backcourt against Nick Brodigan. 2:44 to go, fourth quarter. Nick's in trouble, doubled, gets it up to Boozer. Boozer foul line, low on the right to Bucky, and Fairlawn reaches in, knocks it free. Long lead out to Keyshawn Johnson. Missed the bunny. He had a gimme. No good. Rebound by Fairlawn. Here's Blackfoot down the floor to Bucky. Bucky into Brady. Goes up strong against Brodigan. No. Short. Rebound. Loose ball over the back. Brady Wildermuth. Good call by the referee. Drew Brodigan did a pretty good job not fouling on Brady's initial attempt from just a few feet away. Drew went up, challenged him. Fingertips on the ball. Brady left it short. Then, in his anxiousness, fouled on the back. 2:12 to go in the game. Fairlawn up four with the ball. Ball thrown to Drew. Baseline right. Arches up a 10-footer. Hasty shot. No good. Way hard. Rebound Jackson Center. Players hit the deck. Yes, I thought the foul was against Fairlawn, initiated.
It was by Drew Brodigan.
Yep, Drew Brodigan collision. Knocked over a Tiger player. On the loose ball, rebound in the left corner. 2 minutes to go in the game. Jackson Center still down by four. Tigers haven't scored in 2 minutes. Midcourt Boozer. Boozer's hemmed in, overguarding Keyshawn Johnson, number six on the Jets. Each team now is six, 1-1 the rest of this game. 48-44, Fairlawn up four. Fairlawn, Chuck, in the entire second half has scored, what, a dozen points?
Yes.
Backcourt, Sosby for Jackson Center. Weaves a pass to Brady Wildermuth on the arc. Starts to go to work on Drew Brodigan. Oh, what a double team out of nowhere. Nick Brodigan made the theft. Bolts down the floor. Defensive foul. Blackfoot not set. Well, Jackson Center has gone to the well in the form of Brady Wildermuth many times. He catches the ball on the block with his back to the basket. And that time, Nick Brodigan sneaked around from behind.
Well, you got to know it's coming if you're Brady. You got to be thinking about that.
Free throw by Nick Brodigan is missed. A minute 43 to go. Still 48-44. Either team wants to score at this point in the game. It's clutch. It's on the line right now. Nick Brodigan again. Got it. Nick Brodigan hits one of two. 49-44 Fairlawn. Clock running. Under a minute 40 to go. Brady Wildermuth in backcourt. Keyshawn Johnson pursues. Brady's double-teamed. Gets it to Bryce on the sideline. Minute 28 to go. Bryce dribbling against Nick Brodigan out near the Tiger logo. Left side pass to Brady. Near side to Platfoot. Tries to free himself up. Goes to the foul line. Almost walked. Pick and roll with Bucky. Deflected. Bad pass. Fairline got it. Minute 13 to go. Jets up 5. 49-44. Jackson Center's got a pressure. Keyshawn Johnson might be the man to foul right here. Jackson Center doesn't go after him. Hand off to Nick Brodigan. Nick 35 feet away around Bucky, who slaps down. 59.3 left. Fairline up 5. 49-44. Jackson Center came all the way back from 15 down. And Chuck, as you alluded earlier, simply could not quite sustain it. Good defense for Jackson Center. Second half has limited Fairline's scoring output. But the Jets have played pretty good press defense here in the fourth quarter. Well done by Fairline. 50-44, first foul shot. Nick Brodigan is good. Second one way short. Rebound tipped by Drew back to Nick. To Lessing at midcourt. Jets up 6, 52 to go. And a reach-around foul against Sosby, 25 feet away. Fairline shoots the 1-1. Ninth foul on Jackson Center. And Nate Lessing is at the stripe, 86% career free throw shooter. Nate Lessing eyes the goal. Swish, he hits. 51-44 in favor of Fairline. Nine straight victories by Jackson Center. That string is in jeopardy. They've won 9 in a row over Fairline. Foul shot up by Lessing. Got it. Head coach Justin Tidwell of Fairline signals timeout. 52.1 remaining. Fairline's ahead by 8 over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
The Jackson Center Tigers need points and a flurry of them in the next 50 seconds to get back into this game. Behind by 8. 44 to go. Here's Boozer. Timeline up ahead to Sosby. Sosby's got it 30 feet out. Nick Brodigan on him. 36 seconds to go. Pass into the left corner. Handled by Blackfoot. And trying to jam him is Kirtner. He's called for a foul.
That is a silly, silly foul right there.
Uh-huh. Enabling the Tigers to shoot free throws, make points with the clock stopped. 34.6 remaining. I understand that Anna is ahead of Minster in boys basketball tonight by 4 early on fourth quarter. Rushi was ahead of Bodkins by 10 late in the second to Rushi in boys action.
Troy had a 12-point lead over Piqua at the end of 3.
Free throws, Blackfoot, Jackson Center, both of them right on the money. Fairline's lead is 6, 52-46, half minute to go in the game. Midcourt, Nick Brodigan, handoff on the play to Lessing. Lessing at the timeline, near side Keyshawn. Back to Lessing, Nick's got it. They're playing keep away. Oh, it's like a Chinese fire drill out there right now. Brady Willemuth tracks down a Fairline player and gets a piece of him from behind. Double bonus here. 2 free throws coming up for Kirtner of the Fairline Jets. These are mighty important. 19.9 to go. He shoots and rims it. He's got to make this one, Chuck. to turn this into a three-possession game. Right now it's six. Two threes would tie. Jackson Center is very capable of doing just that. Second shot by Kirtner. It's important. It is bouncing around all over the rim. No good. Rebound by Brady Wildermuth. Long pass down the floor to Blackfoot. Near side, Boozer. Boozer wants to go inside on the play to a teammate, Murphy. It's broken up and stolen. Nate Lessing and Nick Brodigan combined on the steal, and that's going to do it. 6.2 to go. Jackson Center's got the foul. Now the Tigers, Chuck, that trip down after the two missed free throws by Fairlawn needed to jack up the three ball.
Well, I don't know. Even if he gets the ball down to Murphy, who has played about a minute and a half the whole game, what's he going to do with it down there? Cut it to four?
Free throw, Nate Lessing up and in. 7-point game, 53-46.
Very, very young basketball game,
yes.
And sometimes they play that way.
Yep, Jets clearly with more experience on the floor. A few more upperclassmen, more minutes logged in the last couple years. Both shots by Lessing good. Brady Wildermuth guns a long three ball. A fadeaway 35-footer. Hits it at the buzzer. It winds up a 5-point game. Brady Wildermuth sinks the trifecta, but it's not enough and it's too late. The Fairlawn Jets defeat the Jackson Center Tigers here tonight at the Habitat of the Cat, 54-49. We're back to wrap it up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Time to call off the man. Welcome back here to Jackson Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's wrap-up time here at the Tigers gym. Jackson Center falls to Fairlawn, 54-49. Jackson Center fought back hard. Once trailed by 15 in the second quarter. Took the lead early in the fourth. But down the stretch, the Fairlawn Jets played pretty good defense, Chuck. Jackson Center, fourth quarter, output of 11 for the Tigers in the fourth and in the third. Jackson Center went 3.5 minutes or close to it without a field goal late in the fourth until the buzzer-beating three ball by Brady Wildermuth. It just was not enough. Fairlawn got it done early in the game and late. And this Fairlawn Jets team has to be reckoned with now in the Shelby County League. A big road victory. Jackson Center falling at home here tonight.
16 turnovers by the Tigers, 11 of them in the second half. just way too many. You're going to get beat. And you expend so much energy. I mean, they gave up 26 points in the first quarter,
yes,
which is a normal half and sometimes a game,
yeah,
for a Jackson Center.
Three quarters anyway.
And,
yeah,
and they expended so much energy to get back. And I know I'm going to shock some people. Nate Lessing, you could give him player of the game before they start warming up.
Right.
But the classiest player for me tonight for Fairlawn was Drew Bodigan. He had 8 points, but he did an outstanding,
yes,
job. Now, I know that Wildermuth had 18, but that was the hardest 18 that I've ever seen the kid have to get.
Right on.
And then on the other side, Trent Platfoot, a sophomore, Drew, he had 19 points. He had a terrific game,
yes,
for Jackson Center. Those are the two Clancy's players of the game.
Yeah, Blackfoot's going to be a scorer here at Jackson Center before his career is over. A lot of promise for him, that's for sure. And I agree with you 100%. Drew Brodigan made Brady Wildermuth earn every single point tonight. Drew Brodigan and Trent Blackfoot are stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Fairlawn Jets now 5-1 on the year, 3-1 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center 4-2 on the season, 2-2 in league play. Jackson Center's next league battle is at Fort Loramie next Friday. We've got the coverage on scoresbroadcast.com. Fairlawn is idle all the way to January 6th, Friday night, January 6th at Anna. Our next webcast is not until next Thursday night from Fort Loramie. Versailles Girls against the Lady Redskins. Tip off 7:30. We're on the web online on Scores Broadcast at 7:10. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. From Rushi, big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum on the web with us here now on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, for more savings. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's, from which you just heard. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years. Go just one night a week. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Didn't start out like it was going to be a thrilling barn burner tonight, but it wound up that way. At Fairlawn, for the first time in 9 tries, defeats Jackson Center in boys basketball by 5.
Well, I mean, you score 26 on Jackson in a quarter, and you go up 15 when you make the first basket of the second quarter. That's a real big hill for Jackson to climb, yeah, back on. And give Fairlawn all the credit in the world. First of all, when the season started, and I thought about who all was coming back, they were my pick to win the league in the first place.
Uh-huh.
And I think they do have the talent to do it. They've got some places where they need to maybe, you know, get a little bit better, but I thought the coaching tonight, I thought they did a great job, because Scott Elkert, to me, is one of the best coaches in the state of Ohio. I thought Coach Tidwell did a fantastic job,
yep.
Made the right adjustments, and they won the basketball game.
And Fairlawn overplayed on a number of Jackson Center passes, got deflections, got steals. Uncharacteristically, not a good floor game turned in by Jackson Center tonight, and the Tigers lose by 5.
Well, instead of throwing the easiest pass, which is what you try to tell kids to do, they were trying to make everything an assist, and they got a lot of turnovers because of it.
A lot of fun, good game. Hope you enjoyed it. We've got two contests for you next week, as we noted, Thursday and Friday, both from Fort Loramie. Girls game next Thursday evening. Boys in action on Friday. 7:10 webcast time on Thursday, 7:40 next Friday. Rhett Gish has been our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night and Merry Christmas to all of you from here at Jackson Center, where the Fairlawn Jets have beaten the Jackson Center Tigers 54-49.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.